Tigray Abraha is not a new name in Ethiopian politics, but the former rebel commander and former minister of defense is new to opposition politics. Tigray, a former top-ranking official with the ruling party, was released from jail 2 years ago after finishing a 6-year sentence on corruption charges that he claims were politically motivated. His name today is a new phenomenon in opposition party politics in Ethiopia. He's running for parliament in his home district called Latembin in the northern region of Tigray. This week, Tigray is campaigning.
EPRDF did not anticipate the formation of a party that raises the rights of not only Tigrayans, but also the issues many Ethiopians agree with. Our message of change resonates with all, including Tigray.
Tigray is the home ground for Ethiopia's ruling party, EPRDF's core component, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF for short. In the 1970s and 80s, Tigray served as a base for the military struggle to overthrow the Marxist military junta led by Mengistu Haile Mariam. Tigray Abraha and his compatriot Gebru Asrat were leaders in TPLF's guerrilla war and became high-ranking officials in 1991 when Mengistu's tenure ended. Tigray was a minister of defense and Gebru served as the president of the region of Tigray. However, their dissident political views were not tolerated by Prime Minister Meles Zenawi. After Ethiopia's 2-year-old war with Eritrea ended in 2000, Tigray was sentenced to jail on corruption charges and Gebru and others were purged from their high posts. Today, Tigray Abraha and Gebru Asrat are members of an 8-party coalition called Madrak. They're both running for parliament for the first time as part of the opposition. Amara Ragawi is publisher of the bi-weekly newspaper, The Reporter. He says it's not easy for the two politicians to change TPLF's long support in Tigray.
Even though, you know, there are those two candidates who have been members of TPLF now in the opposition, first of all, we shouldn't forget, you know, we're fighting for 2 seats out of so many seats in the area. Still, the balance of power, it will be very difficult to shift it, I believe, that way, you know, because I know that area also. It's not a question of individuals, it's a question of ideas. You know. Okay, there are new faces, but do we have new ideas? That's what matters. You know.
The main opposition party, Madrak, is composed of 8 ethnic and national parties. For the May 23rd election, the party hopes to appeal to voters based on its diverse composition of leadership and its promise of change, including free market reforms. Most of all, party leaders are banking on the reputations of veteran Oromo politicians Marara Gudina and Bulchada Magsa. The Oromo are the largest ethnic group in Ethiopia, accounting for more than 1/3 of the country's population. Amara says the Oromo votes are divided.
Marara Gudina, by profession, is a lecturer at Addis Ababa University. He has stayed in the politics, he has stayed in the opposition for a long time, maybe longer than the others. He was even in the politics with the previous government. But what he delivers, the alternative he brings, should have been much, much, much better. That's what I believe in. We shouldn't forget, you know, there are also other Oromo organizations. It's not only Morara Gudina. There is a part of the ruling party. There is OPDO. There are also other Oromo parties in the opposition. And also an Oromo party in the ruling party. So when we talk about the population in the area of the Oromo people, it's not dominated by this guy, you know. There are also other parties.
Another veteran politician and university professor, Bayene Petros, also belongs to Madrak. Bayene's support base is in southern Ethiopia. He's been in parliament for 3 terms representing the Kambata and Hadiya constituency. On Sunday, Madrak will be participating without one of its leading stars, the president of Madrak's core component party, Unity for Democracy and Justice, Burtukan Mideksa, is in jail serving a life sentence on charges of treason. The U.S. State Department, in its 2009 report, called Burtukan's arrest politically motivated and urged for her immediate release before the May 23rd elections. New York-based Human Rights Watch criticized the Ethiopian government for keeping Burtukan, a single mother, behind bars. Her supporters, both at home and abroad, have petitioned, rallied, and lobbied for her release.
The release of all political prisoners in Ethiopia.
Each month, in front of the State Department and the White House here in Washington, D.C., supporters urge the Obama administration to put pressure on the Ethiopian government to release Burtukan Mideksa. Congressman Donald Payne spoke about the matter at a recent hearing of the Foreign Relations Subcommittee at the U.S. House of People's Representatives on Capitol Hill in March.
My concern continues for the deteriorating condition of Mrs. Batoukan, who testified right here before this committee and continues to languish in prison in Ethiopia, along with hundreds of others, without access to medical care.
The Obama administration's top diplomat to Africa, Johnny Carson, responds.
We ourselves have asked the Ethiopian authorities about why she was rearrested after having been paroled, and whether, in fact, we can expect her release anytime soon.
To date, Birtukan Mideksa remains behind bars. Other significant political parties in the May parliamentary elections are the All Ethiopian Unity Party, led by veteran politician Haile Shaul, and the Ethiopian Democratic Party, led by young politician Lidetu Ayalew.
In fact, you know, if you compare the political campaign of the opposition, the guy who is outsmarting the others is this guy called Lidetu. He made his homework, you know. In the previous one, there were people who were seeing him as a traitor. Kenegit party, his party was saying he betrayed the party and all this. And now he's creating an image that in the previous election, he was blamed for so many problems of the opposition party. He is a guy who has succeeded to change some of the mentality of the people.
Overall, the Ethiopian opposition is weaker than it was before the 2005 elections, which were marred by irregularities. A major contender in the 2005 elections, the Coalition for Unity and Democracy, disintegrated in the aftermath of the polls that were followed by widespread discontent and subsequent arrests and killings. Human Rights Watch Africa Programs Director Georgette Gagnon says the ruling EPRDF stifles opposition to continue its rule.
If, as expected, the EPRDF, the ruling party, wins a landslide victory, it is unlikely to be a victory for democracy. Rather, it will be a vindication of this strategy of repression and control.
Publisher Amara Ragawi adds to that by blaming the opposition for their never-ending internal disputes and subsequent divisions.
They are not united. Sometimes, you know, even you see, you know, the latest version 2 weeks back, we see the opposition fighting with each other, who is going to control one office. There is also a disappointment concerning the opposition, you know. People are feeling there is no strong opposition.
The May 23rd elections will be Ethiopia's fourth national poll since rebels overthrew the country's long-time ruler, Mengistu Haile Mariam, in 1991. A coalition of rebel groups formed EPRDF and have been in power ever since. Scattered and heavily stifled opposition parties made a concerted effort to win the 2005 national election, but their successes were marred by irregularities. In addition, many opposition leaders were thrown into jail after refusing to join parliament. The State Department says that by 2008, 170 opposition members joined the legislature. However, rule changes within the body made it difficult for them to influence policy. Many consider the current opposition are weakened in this year's campaign effort. For VOA, I'm Henoxa Magzerfante.